The FBI says that one of its agents has been spying for Russia for the past 15 years. Robert Philip Hansen was arrested at his home Sunday in Virginia after he allegedly dropped off what the FBI says was classified information at a Virginia park. The FBI, CIA, and Attorney General John Ashcroft will hold a news conference later today to talk about the arrest and Hansen's activities. NPR's Barbara Bradley is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is Robert Philip Hansen, and what is he accused of doing?
Well, Hansen has worked for the FBI for 27 years, and much of that work was in counterintelligence. In other words, he spied on Russian outposts in the U.S. And he was an expert in how the U.S. conducts electronic surveillance operations. So what that means is he had access to pretty confidential information, documents, sources, like the names of people that the U.S. was getting information from, and also methods, for example, how the U.S. spies on other spies. So the FBI is quite worried about what Hansen told the Russians.
And he's been doing this for 15 years, allegedly. Was that also about the time that Aldrich Ames was helping the Russians?
Yeah, that's right. As you know, Aldrich Ames was an officer with the CIA, and he did about the most damage of any spy to date. He gave the Russians the names of dozens of people who are operating on behalf of the U.S. in Russia, and at least 10 of those Russian agents were executed as a result. Ames is now serving a life sentence. Now, here's the connection, potential connection with Hansen. Hansen was allegedly giving some of those same names to the KGB. So while Ames and Hansen probably didn't know each other, the Russians could have used Hansen's information as a check to confirm Ames's information. As one spy expert told me this morning, Hansen is the Aldrich Ames of the FBI. Let me just mention one other possible interesting leak that I've been told about. The FBI says that Hansen may have helped the Russians learn about Felix Bloch. Bloch was a State Department official whom the U.S. suspected of spying for the Russians. But the Russians were tipped off that the U.S. was on to Bloch, and the FBI thinks that Hansen may have been the one to tip off the Russians.
Now, how was Hansen caught?
Well, a few months ago, the FBI did an internal audit, and that revealed the presence of a mole at the FBI. So the FBI obtained some Russian documents secretly, and that trail reportedly led to Hansen. I don't know how. We'll learn about that later. Then on Sunday, the FBI says Hansen made a so-called dead drop. That is, he allegedly dropped off a package of classified information in a park in Virginia. And just after that, FBI agents picked him up.
And what happens next?
Well, at this hour, Hansen is being arraigned in a courtroom in Virginia. And as you mentioned, later today at 12:45, there's going to be a news conference. And, Bob, to give you a sense of the magnitude of this case, listen to who's going to be speaking. Attorney General John Ashcroft, CIA Director George Tenet, FBI Director Louis Freeh, and the U.S. Attorney in Virginia, Helen Fahey. So later today, we're going to find out, get a little bit of a better sense of just how bad the damage may be.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.